Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Markson Reese, back to the phones. Jalen Hurts asked about, because that's what everybody wants to know. What's the identity of this offense? What are you trying to be? I don't know if the head coach knows. What does the quarterback think about it?
I've used this word identity. I've used that a few times. Some people have asked about it and kind of tried to dig into it. But identity, what is our identity as a football team? What is our identity as an offense? I think we have everything we need here in Philadelphia. We have everything. Going toe-to-toe with every team we play, shooting ourselves in the foot, not taking advantage of our opportunities. It starts with me. But I have unwavering faith in everybody we have here. And it's a matter of putting it all together and making it flow.
What is that identity?
I've said it's a matter of putting it together. Right. Rome, I said this too, Rome was not built overnight. And we're still working.
There you go. That's quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, like... But, I mean, the real answer is, man, we don't know what our identity is. Yes. We need to win a football game now.
Yeah, he's trying to get through that press conference without saying something that is inflammatory. And so he got deeper into the cliche book last night without giving out real answers to what was going on. Now, I'm going to tell him they're going to have to talk to him down there now, because if you're planning on being the quarterback here for the next decade, that's not going to work.
No.
So,
No.
Eventually, you're going to have to start giving more than just those stock answers.
Yep.
When it comes to explaining what happened out there on the field, and just working hard and we're going to work hard isn't going to necessarily fly.
Can't use it every week.
No, because people start to get tired of hearing that. It's like saying it's on me every week.
Yeah, it's
on you.
So what are you doing
week.
To do
yes,
that?
Exactly.
Right, like, I mean, reality is that the offense has been so poor that you have no idea what their identity is, because they don't know. A lot of times the identity forms on its own, right? Like, you're like, in 2017, did I think that the beginning of the season that was going to be the identity of the team by the end of the season? That's what it grew into. They traded for a running back. LeGarrette Blount became a big part of that team, right?
It shouldn't be hard to explain, and I'm not saying this falls on Jalen. This more falls on Nick Sirianni.
He can't explain it either.
Shouldn't be hard to explain what you want the identity of your football team to look like.
Yeah, we want to be tough. We want to be resilient. We want to be able to run the football.
Yeah. Exactly.
All the BS that you're going to throw out there, it's easy to explain.
Yes.
Now you got to actually do it.
Yes.
But still,
Well, I mean, they don't even give an explanation for what they want to be.
But it's almost like you have kids, you have grandkids, right? Like, what do you want your
pointing that out?
What do you want your kids? What's your granddaughter's birthday today?
Happy birthday, Lele.
But you want your kids to be a certain way when they go out there in the real world.
Yes.
Like, you want them to be hardworking, and you want them to be resilient. Like, you have an identity that you've created for yourself and your family, and that's what you want your kids, and you want to be proud of them.
Yes.
The same thing with a head coach. Like, what do you want your team to be, dude? Right? Like, all right, some of that you're going to figure, it's going to happen naturally, but what do you want the team to be, Nick?
Yeah, and that's where Jonathan Gannon sort of had to come back out and explain the whole scheme thing.
God.
Yeah, it's like when we're asking, what is your scheme, what's your philosophy, all we're really asking is, what's the identity you want to have for your defense? You know, you ask Jim Johnson that, he's going to tell you we're going to attack the quarterback. You got to affect the quarterback. We're going to try to dictate the tempo as opposed to having somebody dictate it to us. We're not going to play on our heels. We're an aggressive defense. Like, those are – that's not even complicated, quite frankly. That's not giving away secrets. That's just saying this is how we're going to play.
That's what we
want to do. Yeah, this is how we're going to play football. This is what we do around here.
And it was the easiest answer for Jim Johnson because that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, for Jalen, it's a little more difficult because it's his first year, so he really doesn't know. He can't tell you what the identity of the football team is because he doesn't know.
Well, he doesn't even know what he is maybe at this point.
Exactly. So it's a tough question for him.
And the coach, I mean, the coach needs to have the bigger picture of, you think if you ask, like Andy Reid, did he know what the identity of his football team was?
And he knew what he wanted it to be.
Right, exactly. That's the most important thing. Does Nick know what he wants his team to be?
Well, I hope he does.
I hope he does. If he did, he would be able to answer the question a little bit better. I mean, Jesus.
Maybe he knows what he wants his team to be, but maybe the up above doesn't let him do what he wants. Team-wise.
There's the other voice of the show.
I'm just saying, maybe he wants to be a run-the-ball guy. I mean, if you look at the freaking Colts, they like watching that game played on Monday, it's like, that's how you get a quarterback. Like,
that's Carson, how you get him going.
Comfortable.
Yep.
Threw 400 yards. I mean, he had a career game in a loss. But, like, that's how you get a quarterback going. And he used the running back. Like, Miles Sanders is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Like, well, hell, and Gainwell.
Gainwell's
good. Got one touch last night.
Sanders is good.
That's criminal, dude. I mean, really.
One touch for him and four touches for Rager, or for Devontae. Like, four targets for Devontae. That's insane.
Yeah, and the Gainwell was like a kind of a swing pass where he didn't have much.
It could have been a lateral.
Yes.
They probably called it a rush. Was that one of the runs or was it a reception for him?
Well, Sirianni called up to the press box and said, make sure you count that as a rush for the, the stats.
But, Jack, to your point of – because I heard they were talking about it a lot this morning on the morning show, and I think Mike Lombardi agreed with it, to where is Nick Sirianni just listening to the people that hired him who said, we want this, you know, NFL pro-style, pass the ball a lot. The problem is they don't have the people to do it right now. So then what do you do? Is this where this college offense is coming from? They were calling it a high school offense on postgame last night.
Well, Seth was at least.
Yeah, Seth was. And Jack was getting – I got a couple people that said, don't insult me. I'm a high school coach.
So did I.
Jack did too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, even the high school coaches are offended by this
offense. High
school
coaches are offended by the offense.
Yes. Upper Merlin High School. Said, so what are you doing, Nick Sirianni? All right, Wanda in Sicklerville of the Marks and Reese Fantasy League is 2-3 on the season and had it coming off a huge win last week, Ike.
And I saw Wanda yesterday.
She's down?
She came to the show.
Did she?
Show me to tell you hello.
What's up, Wanda?
She had a call today.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Miss Wanda, what's happening?
That's not what I told you to tell him, Ike.
Okay, what did you tell me to tell him?
I told you to tell him that I was going to kick his ass in fantasy.
That's right. I forgot that is what you told me.
This week?
That's what I told you to tell him.
That is exactly what, and that's exactly how she told me to tell you.
Right.
Yes,
I did. But
you're going down.
I was going to save that for the end of my call. Ike, I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to the radio all day, and you said something that I wanted to ask you about. You were saying that even though things are not going well, that the guys in the locker room, they like Nick and they respect him and they're with him. Mm-hmm. Isn't that going to change if this continues?
It can. Yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I I'm not in there, so I can't tell you that's it's what's going to happen, but that's what likely happens when you continue to lose, especially when you don't have – it's not like they have a lot of cachet built up with him or he has that built up with them. So, especially with veteran players, maybe not with younger guys, but especially the veteran guys who I believe it's been huge for him that those veterans have been in his corner and supporting him because they help get the younger guys on board with the messaging. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because Miles Sanders knows that he's a good running back.
Yep.
I mean, how long is he going to just take that before he pops up and says?
Yeah,
he's probably getting there right now because Wanda, he has 1 year left on his contract after this year, and I mean, as it's going right now, he's not going to have enough carries to have impressive numbers.
He has to be thinking in the back of his mind, I'm not a part of the future here.
I would.
Yeah,
and Zach Ertz is gone, and Zach Ertz. This is what I think. He ought to thank his lucky stars that he's getting out of here now. I understand he's sentimental because he's been an Eagle for a long time. He's going to an undefeated team in Arizona.
I'm sure he's excited.
Oh, he's happy,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's excited,
oh,
yeah.
He's going to an undefeated team in Arizona because my football team is a hot mess. And Ike, you were talking about the big picture, and uh-huh. I understand that. And I do understand that. But I think we're in the middle of the big picture. I think that our roster stinks. I think that Howie Roseman stinks. I'm still out on Jalen, but I'm not as patient with the coach.
Right.
I'm not as patient with the coach. And so I think we're in the middle of the big picture. You know, I play in a pick'em pool every year where you just pick games straight up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every year there's a team, I don't care who they play, you never pick them. And I'm afraid that my football team is going to turn
it's
into
becoming that.
That
team.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes me kind of sad. So I'm not going to hold you guys up. But, John, last night.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, I guess it wasn't his turn.
Nope.
But it's okay because I have Josh Allen.
You know whose turn it was?
It was
Antonio Brown, who was on my roster.
I know who.
You're going down.
Right, but we'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Okay.
I love it.
All right, Wanda.
You guys have a nice weekend.
You too, honey.
You too, Miss
right.
Wanda.
Thank you. There you go. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, with Antonio Brown, it's not even fair that they more or less just got Antonio Brown. No one else wanted him. Like, come on in, Antonio Brown.
Tom Brady will keep him in line.
He's the
and
best.
He has.
He's by far the best receiver on the team.
Oh yeah, I mean, and was before he got there.
Yes.
I mean, Antonio Brown was already on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and his antics off the field obviously clouded that situation. But if Brady. Speaking of Brady, he's talking about playing until he's 50 or 55.
Yeah, what is that?
Anyway.
I'm all Brady
can
now.
Can we doubt him?
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't.
But
I'm Brady now.
My only point in saying that is if Antonio Brown can stay healthy and keep his nose clean and continue to play with Tom Brady for 3 more years, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Because people don't remember. Randy Moss had the same cloud hovering over him before he got traded
to New
England.
No one thought he was going to New England to be Randy Moss again.
He got traded for a fourth-round pick. Yeah.
Yeah, who the hell wants him?
He basically quit in Oakland.
Yeah, it was bad. Yep.
Yeah.
It was bad. And it wasn't Favre ticked off because the Packers wouldn't trade for him, and he ended up going to New England. Meanwhile, Tom Brady got his best skill guy he ever played with.
Yep, and brought Randy Moss back.
Yep.
Brought him back.
He did.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's thinking the same thing. Like, Antonio, I've done this. I've seen it. Randy came.
And there hasn't been a sniff of trouble since he went down there.
No, man, he don't even do anything or say anything.
Nope.
He just keep his nose clean.
No doubt. All right, back
I think he likes playing with Tom Brady.
I would agree.
Likes winning?
I would,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think he in Pittsburgh with Big Ben. He's like, oh, man, we never won there.
Well, it turns out he might have been right. I mean, Big Ben's done. I mean, Juju's done. I mean.
Yeah.
He called out a lot of that stuff.
He did.
Are we graduating
Antonio Brown?
We're the crazy ones. He was right on all these things. Seriously, we're nuts.
He got away from John Gruden?
Who's a total loon. Yes, who's a total racist and everything else.
Oh, God.
Misogynist. Oh, my God. All right, back to the phones right after I tell you. Hot water. It's important. We rely on hot water every day, so don't take chances. My home has a Bradford White water heater, and my family gets all the hot water we need. Bradford White water heaters are built to be the best for reliable performance year after year. So if your water heater is old and isn't getting the job done, replace it now. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. Choose the best water heater. Choose Bradford White. Let's go to Rocky. Rocky's calling from Northern California. I can't remember ever talking to Rocky before from Northern California.
No, this is the first time I've called. How you guys doing?
Hi, Rocky.
What's up, Rocky?
Hey, man, I love the show. It's the first time calling. I'm from Philly, but I've been living in California for a minute. But after listening to all these people, everybody seems to be pretty upset. So, Ike, can I get some juice?
Oh, yeah. Hook him up, Jack.
I've been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Like that.
Okay. I feel better. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
I think Mad Mark or Mike.
Mad Mike, yeah.
Brought it up before. I think, don't you guys think that there's maybe a question about the commitment of ownership in terms of sustaining a viable elite team. I think it looks to me, and this is just my opinion, and I want to hear what you guys think, that I think as long as the seats are being filled,
you're
okay.
No.
I don't want to sound like, you know, just gloom and doom, but I mean, just from the talent that they pick, the leaders that they pick, if you're going to pick someone who doesn't have experience calling plays, why not pick Deuce?
Let me ask you a question. Rocky, let me ask you a question. Cause
I would have picked Deuce, too, but I don't know why they didn't pick Deuce.
He was there for Andy.
Rocky, we got this a lot. It not so much anymore, but we got this a lot towards the tail end of Andy, to where they just want a competitive team to sell tickets and get in the playoffs.
They're cheap.
They don't really care about winning. They just want to fill the seats. Here's the deal. Not that attendance isn't important, but that's pocket change for these owners. These franchises are worth billions of dollars. Jeffrey Lurie is rich and he's old. He wants to win another Super Bowl. This guy wants to win. This is his prized possession. Why would he just care about filling seats and making more money? The dude wants to win. This is the most important thing other than his family and his life. This is his biggest passion. So why wouldn't he want to win?
No, he wants to win.
Yeah.
He wants to win. I mean, listen, we can disagree about the way they're going about trying to win. That's fair. People may not agree with the way they're doing it, but to question the motive, that's not fair. It's a first-class organization. As Eagle fans, we should be proud of the fact that you do have an owner that does care about winning.
And he's in the community, and he does great things in the community. And
he'll spend money on free agents and all
yes,
that type
will.
Thing. Again, we may not like the decisions once they are made, but the motive and the agenda behind it is always to win.
Yeah, the process to a lot of people is flawed with how they go about things, but it does. And they think that that's how you do it. And the fact they won a Super Bowl in 2017 tells them that they were doing it the right way. Don't tell them they're screwing things up.
Yeah,
which is why winning the Super Bowl is bad.
Yeah, that show might be next week, Jack. We might finally do it.
Not that I wouldn't give the Super Bowl back, but like...
No, you may be right. You may be right, but go ahead and finish what you were about to say.
It ended up causing this idea that they did it the right way.
Right.
And when in reality, if they looked in the mirror, it's like it was a one-off year. Mm-hmm. It was like the team was talented, but it was a lot of free agents. It wasn't homegrown. It wasn't sustainable. And it won with a backup quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the Rams are doing it the wrong way?
No.
I believe in their head coach more.
But that's not what I asked. I asked you, do you believe the Rams are doing it the wrong way?
I don't think it's for everybody, but they're committed to these trades and all these other things to where, they're maybe the best team in the NFC.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't.
When we do the homegrown stuff, we all like draft picks, but we want good football players. And most of the Rams' good football players, they drafted Cooper Kupp, they drafted Aaron Donald. But a lot of guys they did bring from somewhere else. And I don't think they've had a first-round draft pick in 4 years.
And they don't care about him.
And they don't care about him. They just traded away the number two pick they had. Hell, he may have been the last first-round draft pick they had. Jared Goff.
Yep.
He may have been the last one.
They see an opportunity to win right now, and that's how they're going about doing it.
Yeah.
And
it's not for everybody, but that's also how we won our Super Bowl.
Right. No, you can win like
that. There's a lot of free agents that was brought on that team.
Here's what I would say to you, Jack, about the Super Bowl just told them, hey, we're doing it right, we're going to continue. What makes you think if they didn't win the Super Bowl that they would have said, oh, man, we're flawed, we got to change everything. Howie, you're fired. I'm not going to be as involved as the owner in all the stuff that's going on. These guys aren't changing. Like at some point, Howie Roseman, if this continues, he's not going to have his job anymore. This is not a job for life. But I push back against the idea that they were looking for the guy that they could push around more than anything. Jeffrey Lurie wants to hire the best coach possible. He doesn't want to hire a guy that's clueless. You think he's happy with the way things are going right now? Because he can, at least according to a lot of people, he can tell him to throw all the time. He wanted to hire the best coach. He wanted to interview Staley. He wanted to interview the top candidates. They didn't want to come here.
Yeah, and I was going to say to your point, you're right. Nick Sirianni was one of the last guys they interviewed. I don't know if he was on the original list. I don't think he was. So you can almost make the case they hired what was left, what was available to them.
They wanted Lincoln Riley.
Right. So, and I say that to say it's why I'm not overreacting to him as the head coach, because right now the Eagles haven't overly committed to anybody. They didn't sign Jalen Hurts to a 5-year extension. to where everybody's like, oh, we got to be stuck with the quarterback here for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, I'm pretty sure Nick Sirianni's contract isn't one of these contracts they can't get away from. So if in the end it shows itself that you got to move on not only from the coach but the quarterback also, they have the ability to do that. We just have to be able to get through this season.
Which is the,
and we're at game six.
It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because we care.
This doesn't feel like game six, Ike. It doesn't feel like two wins. This feels like 15 losses. Let's go to Eric's calling from Atlanta, Georgia, listening on the Odyssey app. Eric, what up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, E?
I didn't think it was possible for me to be frustrated with the Eagles this season because I came into it not having expectations.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
The one thing I was worried about, it seemed like it's happening. So we're, what, 5, 6 games into the season, and Jalen, I don't know what's going on with him. And I feel like you can't pinpoint it because our head coach, who I wasn't big on hiring, I feel like he's not putting Jalen in the best situation.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
The way I'm feeling, being honest, it might sound crazy. I want to blow it all up. I want to get rid of Sirianni just as of right now. Mm-hmm. Get rid of Sirianni, be going to the draft, get another quarterback, and just start over. Because he just got hired don't mean that we shouldn't get rid of him.
That could happen.
Oh, yeah, it could happen. Yeah, yep. if it's bad enough, for sure.
And I'm liking it's other head coaches that are looking good out there. The Tampa Bay's OC right now.
Byron Leftwich, yeah.
Byron Leftwich. He calls the plays, so there's no excuses from nobody to make
he's going
to
get interviews, and he's probably going to get a job, yeah.
Yeah, well, think about this, Eric. No one off the two Super Bowl teams' staffs, the coordinators, were hired for new head coaching positions. No Eric Bieniemy, no Byron Leftwich, no Steve Spagnuolo, and no Todd Bowles. They were in the Super Bowl, and they didn't get hired to be a coach somewhere.
Brian Daboll, who was also,
Buffalo.
Bills were in the Final Four there. Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl. Yeah, wait, that was his choice.
Yeah, that's true.
That was his choice. Those other guys didn't even get offered jobs, head coaching jobs.
Nope. They'll be out there.
And we had to scream and yell about Eric Bieniemy being interviewed and whether or not he should be a head coach.
Yep.
Like, so and this is what frustrates people when they talk about the good old boy network and making sure people get opportunities and that whole thing. And I'm not accusing the Eagles of any of that. I'm saying when you look around the entire league at those guys, I look at those two teams in the Super Bowl and neither one of their coordinators get hired.
Yeah, how? Normally, owners can't wait to hire that guy.
Off the Super Bowl
team.
Oh,
my God. Right. Offensive coordinator, great offense. And here's something else, too.
Robert Saleh gets hired before Todd Bowles gets hired. Really?
It's crazy to think. Deuce Staley, I love Deuce.
Yeah.
And after they didn't hire him, I didn't go ballistic because they didn't hire Deuce. Mm-hmm. Now you look at it, based on the results you're getting from your new head coach, are you telling me that Deuce couldn't be doing a better job with this team right now? Hire an experienced offensive coordinator that's going to help with play calling.
Yep.
He's the overseer and the CEO.
Just being leader of men.
Yeah,
yes.
And he hires a defensive coordinator. You're telling me that this team wouldn't be better off with Deuce Staley as your head coach right now?
He could do the straight. He could have did the Mike Tomlin road, the John Harbaugh road.
Man.
Deuce would have been perfect at that.
There's no way you'd be worse off than you are right now.
And, dude, you know this city would be behind Deuce 1,000%.
Yeah, he'd run the ball.
Something tells me Miles Sanders would be getting more rushes.
Yeah, Nicky doesn't run the ball. Deuce would, man. They chased the wrong guy.
They did, Jack.
Get off the phone.
Jack from Delco, what are you doing in here? I do not believe you're vaccinated. You're not supposed to be in the building, Jack.
I had to get in and tell you guys that Deuce would have ran the ball. It's all right.
Did I tell you our Twitter question? It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support local business. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Mike Florio with the national perspective of what he saw. He's coming up next. And also, we'll dive into what's going on with Las Vegas and the whole email gate and some other things going on around the National Football League.
Are they opening more emails? Is stuff still coming out?
Mike is aggressive in demanding that they open up all these emails. He wants to see every one of the 650,000 emails, and he's written about it about 100 times.
He actually has the dog mentality where he's snarling, but he just wants all the emails.
Florio should be the head coach of this team. Yeah. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He's coming up next. And the Flyers are bringing it to Broad with a matchup against the Vancouver Canucks. This is tonight. Hold on. I got a hockey horn for this right here. Let me hear it. That's right. Flyers tonight, the Canucks to start the regular season. All fans in attendance will get a free Flyers t-shirt. Get your tickets for the Flyers home opener presented by Coke Zero Sugar. And for all home games this season, you can do it right now. Get tickets for tonight. PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. That's PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.